adjustment, December 16, 2015. Introductions, staff first. Wherever you want to start.
Andy Chapel, County Attorney's Office.
Mitch Brouse, Planning Development Sustainability.
Josh Bussard, Planning Development Sustainability.
Julia Dodd, Planning Development Sustainability.
Don Terrell, Board Member.
Randy Lackner, Board Member. Bill Leifers, Board Member.
Gabby Wander, Board Member.
Dave Parsons, Board Member.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approval of the November 18th minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Sorry.
Awesome.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, applications for public hearing, variance application 26230 of Francis Janicek. Staff.
Yes, and Mr. Janicek is requesting a variance from the front yard setbacks in the R residential zoning district. The required setback in that district is 40 feet, and he is requesting a 20-foot front yard setback. This property is east of Riverfront Estates and about 1,500 feet southwest of Stewart Road. And the applicant would like to build a 8x16 deck on the front of a detached garage on their property. And so here's a view of where the property is. This is Riverfront Estates, Stewart, and then this is Dubuque Street, just north of Iowa City. This is just a look at the property and what the applicant wishes to do. This red line is the 40-foot setback line. This existing house has been here since 1983, about, with some changes. This garage was actually built earlier this year. It was built 30 feet from the front yard line without a variance, but with a building permit. These properties along the river here were originally zoned A3, which was the floodplain district, would meet the 1960 to I think the mid 80s zoning code. When that was updated, that zoning district was actually eliminated, and the A3 zoning was kind of reassigned to residential, and as a result, the setback was actually increased to 30 feet, or from 30 to 40 feet, and that's why the applicant was allowed to build the garage 30 feet from the front of the property. Also, as I said, this is adjacent to the Iowa River. It's located in the heart of the 100-year floodplain. On this picture in green is the 100-year floodplain. Purple up here is the 500-year floodplain, and here is the property in question. The applicant's request is in compliance with our floodplain regulations. They have proposed to raise the property above the flood level on concrete, or the deck above the flood level on concrete piers, which does comply with our ordinance. So here's just a look at the property. Here's the applicant's house, and this is the garage that was built this year. You can see the wood plank along the front where the deck will be located. Here's just another view from the other direction. And the applicant did not claim a hardship, and no hardships were found. As with a lot of these, rezoning is fairly unlikely. This has been zoned similarly to the rest of the surrounding property for many years. And it's unlikely that staff would recommend approval of any rezoning request. And in conclusion, again, there has been no hardship found or reported by the applicant. This is a little bit more dense of a residential area. The property is only a third of an acre, and this garage had been built earlier this year. But the board has granted variances similar to this in the past. I think you guys have this in your packet, but we received an email earlier today from a neighbor, and I'm just going to read that. It says, hello. I spoke with you earlier today about the variance posted for 3054 Riverfront Estates. We own the house next door at 3058, and that is this house right here. You can kind of see the corner of it behind the tree here. And they said, we do have a concern about how the deck might interfere with the view out the front of our bedroom window. Already the new building blocks a significant portion of our view from the bedroom, and we are concerned about the deck adding further obstruction to our view. We're also concerned that the deck may present further intrusion into our privacy and space. And they say, thank you for consideration. That's Kevin Satisky and Judy Thorne. And that's everything I have.
Question? Is Francis here?
Yes, I am.
You want to speak for or against the application? For the application, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
My name is Francis Janicek. Live at 3054 Riverfront Estates. When I built the garage, we had that on the print, but it was overlooked, and so that's why the board and everything is up there already. Because we found out we needed a variance for it, and while the people were constructing it, I just had them go ahead and put that on. And but the only thing that's going to be for is for me to come out there and put a chair out and look around and watch the cars go by and the wildlife. And that's about all it's going to be good for.
Thank you. Questions?
Do you live in the portion above the garage then?
No, no, there's no plumbing at all or water in that. And it's just going to be storage. I'm getting tired of getting flooded out. And so what I'm going to do is take everything that's in the lower portion of the house and put it up there. So when we do get the call to go out, that I can just drive the vehicles out, and that's going to be all we're going to have to move. So it's more like a flood precautionary measurement that I built that.
Are those French doors on the second level there?
Yes.
Any other questions? Thank you. Is there anybody else here to speak for the application or against the application? Motion?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I live at 3062. I'm the house. I can't see mine, but I'm the next one down. And my daughter owns.
Tell us your name and your address.
Ted Thorne. And 3062 is my address. But my daughter's husband is who sent that note. And he'd called and said he sent one, but I didn't know. Their concern, and I don't think he did a very good job expressing himself, is that it kind of intrudes on their privacy. It towers over that portion of their yard. And I think from their standpoint, they'd rather not see the deck built there just because of that. Even though Frank doesn't intend to use it, it's pretty hard to legislate what anybody does in the future. And the other thing I think would maybe make it a little more palatable if instead of it being scrunched all the way over to their side of the, which would be within that east, well, as you're facing the garage, it would be this way. That's the fence lot line right there. Is if instead of it being on that side, it was more on the other side, it wouldn't be quite as intrusive, and it kind of gives them back their yard, because then they're, if you look at the way it's laid out, it shrouds the building itself would essentially shroud the deck from their yard. It gives them back that bit of privacy. It's a fairly wide open area down in there, and the building is it's legitimately built, and there's no problem with it. They did a nice job building it. It fits into the construction and everything well. It's just, it is an intrusion on that part of the yard. And it is an exemption, I guess, or I don't know what you call it, but it would be more palatable to my daughter and son-in-law if it was left rather than right. If the 16 foot went to the left rather than 16 feet to the right.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, motion.
Can I ask the homeowner, is there a way that you could put the deck onto the other side?
No, there's not, because on the other side, I was going to do it that way, but I'd have to move my electrical lines, which go right there, and the gas line goes right there. And it's right smack on where the footings would go for that deck. So that's why I kind of put it on the other side and stopped there.
You say the electric lines are underneath, they're underneath the driveway?
Yeah.
Where you would put the post?
Right.
Okay. Any other questions? Discussion?
I make a motion to approve 26230. You want to be my reason?
Sure.
Reason is, we don't own, you don't own somebody else's view, not a property. And I don't, with this tree and everything, I don't think it's going to be that big a deal there. So that's why I'm doing it.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Eric? Yeah, discussion.
Discussion.
You're leaning in favor, obviously.
Yeah.
Sure.
I kind of agree with Randy, and I'm not sure how the deck will lay out there, but it's high enough up that their house is lower that I don't think they can see underneath the deck out the bedroom window. And the tree is blocking the view there.
Okay. Any other discussion? Thoughts?
I'm conflicted on this one. It's a slam dunk if nobody objects. The objection, I think we owe it to the people before and after that come through here to be consistent. And in the past, we have granted this type of variance, presumably when there's nobody objecting to it, but I can't. Been around long enough to really know if that's the case.
We'd have to see why you would object to it, I mean, as far as values, is it going to hurt the value, or is it going to hurt aesthetics, anything like that.
Is that right?
Well, it could, the use now could change with subsequent owners, and so that would burden the adjoining property.
Possibly.
Or it has the possibility of doing it. So it's not just this gentleman, but future also.
I just know that when you buy a property, you don't own somebody else's view.
No.
Your property line is your view, and beyond that.
But they're asking, we're obstructing that view illegally.
No.
And they're asking for the right to do so.
I don't think you don't have the right on somebody else's property to view.
But they bought it with the conditions that would not be there, and suddenly it's there. So I can see how they would be troubled.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, roll call.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Nay.
Lackender.
Yes.
Maher.
Nay.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Mileage or adjournment?
Vote for adjournment.
Okay.
Adjournment.
Second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. None.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that down there. And it doesn't have to be. This was
thank you very much.
This got
The thing I was trying to ask.
I think I just remember that. Yeah. It's like